There are six different personality types when it comes to clothing, based on both the body type and the individual's personality. That's according to Linda Weatherly from Weatherly's Corporate Image.
If I start with the dramatics, Cher would be a perfect example of a full dramatic inside and out, personality and body. Could you imagine her in Twinset and Pearls? No, it wouldn't work. So what these kinds of people want and need is a dramatic statement, which is a sophisticated dramatic statement, over the top. But it's normally going on to this body, which is tall, angular, with some striking colouring. You need a striking, if you like, body to go with the striking personality. They can be the strong silent types, or they can be the slightly more noisy theatrical types like me. It's about putting the right clothes on. The result, if you don't honour this in yourself, is that you can look masculine or boring very easily. So that's what the dramatics are about. And there's a whole list of personality traits, like they can be aloof, dynamic, OTT, appear formidable, doesn't mean they are, and they have a cat-like way with them. They're very sleek. And so therefore you need to dress this clothing personality. Be truthful about who you are.
Okay, and the next one?
Classics. Now, classics are our very elegant, beautiful people, only need a very small wardrobe, but what they really, really need is quality. I'd rather they had half the clothes and twice the quality. If they were playing a pantomime, they would be the kings and queens of this world. So they're tall, elegant, and they glide. Therefore, they need tall, elegant, gliding clothes. So cut down the quantity, go for quality, because otherwise they will look scruffy very easily. These are the people that look fabulous in a suit and fall apart the weekends in jeans and a t-shirt and wonder why. When that's true about yourself, don't even try, because it doesn't make you feel good and you're not comfortable and you can't do what the others can do. So therefore, be true to yourself.
I mentioned two lots of tall, beautiful looking people here. What about those people who maybe feel they're not quite so tall or quite so beautiful?
Well, because yang is masculine and these are the two yang, dramatic being the most yang, therefore we're coming down in body size. There's no right or wrong in any of this. It's about knowing how to make the most of yourself as the person you are and the body you were given. So if we jump onto the next one, now there we have mixed body shapes. They're called our naturals. They would very easily, if they were playing a role, play the outdoor adventurers. You know, you can imagine them as all sorts of sporty, adventuring types. They're often doing the hands-on jobs, could be vets, doctors, etc. The work you tend to choose tends to go with these personality types as well. Now, these are the people that are opposite to the other two, and they come from tall to small, large to thin, but it's about wearing casual clothes. Now, they really are good and comfortable in casual clothes. Take Richard Branson as an example, and he's made his jumpers his trademark, but they're still not cheap jumpers. They are quality jumpers. So I think for everybody, get it down to half as many clothes, but twice the quality, and then you will excel as the person you are. But these people don't do structure. They need layers and casual clothes. And that suits them, and that suits their lifestyle and their personality. And for them, it's real. They're, if you like, the people on television that can do all the action shots, you know, just be blown up and still look fantastic.
And moving along that line then, what comes next?
Okay, we're now going into yin, the more feminine thinking. You can be male or female. It's the way you think, not the way you're made. So then we have our gamines or gaman for men. They're usually smaller, petite, great, fun, gregarious, lively people. Therefore, they need that kind of statement in their clothes. And they are often the people that look drowned by fabric because everything looks too big for them. So what we need to get them in, because it's very French and very chic, we need to get them into beautifully tailored and cut, not necessarily suits, but I mean neat tailored clothes, not big and baggy, that give that French chic style.
So those are the gamines or the gamens. Then what?
Then we have ingenues. Now, ingenues we do have just for women, because if you like, behind it, if they were going to play a pantomime character, and this is quite an important part, they would be the fairy princess. They need those feminine touches. They're usually the very delicate looking women, live in a what we call a China doll body, but that's the last thing that they are or want to be recognized for. They're very strong on the inside, look vulnerable on the outside, but they're not. The way to win the heart of an ingenue is to recognize her strength on the inside. What she needs to do to therefore equal that with what the world sees is to put pretty touches into the way she dresses, because they often dress the way they feel, not the way they look, and the result could be looking a little bit schoolmarmish rather than putting the feminine touches in that they need. Jane Seymour does it very beautifully, so would Kylie Minogue.
And finally, at the end of this line?
Last but not least, our romantics. These are the people, men and women, that need a glamorous statement in their clothes. Again, they can be various sizes. We've gone from tall and thin through to small and delicate and now various sizes. But they have these beautiful eyes and they have this glamorous way with them. And again, they've normally got to a certain age and they drop that ability. And so what we do is bring that ability back and then off they go. It's bringing the glamorous statement in an appropriate way, knowing how, now gives them the confidence to go and be it, and then they really feel it. I think one of the nicest comments I ever had was, "You've just given me a license to be who I kind of knew I was, but just didn't know how to be."
That's Linda Weatherly from Weatherly's Corporate Image.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.